only letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3050. Baruch Hashem, dated the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, finally, I got your letter in which you give the good news about the bris milah, the circumcision of your son, may he live. I'm surprised that you had held back so long in letting me know this. You know, the Rebbe wants people to tell him the good news of the bris and any, you know, positive news. The Rebbe always wanted people to share the positive news. The Rebbe says, I am the pidyon nefesh, the redemption of soul note that you've included in your letter. I will read on the holy tzion and the ohel of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. And then the Rebbe says, I'm surprised on you. I already have written to you many times how important it's necessary, very important, to be besimcha, to be joyful. And in every letter that is received from you, the beginning and the end, you still keep on to the old language, what you keep on saying. What is the point to keep on saying that everything is no good, is not the way it should be? Your health, your wife's health, your children, your livelihood, your nervous, etc. Keep on always, everything is bad. And notwithstanding all the above, that you see vividly open miracles. And the Rebbe says, it appears that you don't want to remember what the doctors have told you in the beginning. Again, they said that his wife would not be able to get pregnant and everything else, and the pregnancy and the birth totally opposite than what the doctor said. Making a bris, he's telling the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, we've already gotten used to that in the time of exile, in where there is obscurity and the darkness has been doubled and quadrupled. It's a block, it's a time of blockage that we don't see. But the Rebbe says, but also darkness has a limit. So, as far as it relates to you, all that they show you for the good doesn't touch you, doesn't affect you. You're still, everything is bad. So the Rebbe is sort of giving him a little bit of Musar, a little saying that, why don't you see the good? Why do you keep on everything is bad and everything is no good? And when you see that the Eberster, the doctor said one way, your wife became pregnant, you have a child, and why are you seeing gloom, only gloom and doom? So while, you know, this is an exile in which we look at everything in a black and a bleak way, but there's a limit to bleakness as well. That should be a limit to darkness. And as far as you goes, Rebbe says, you don't. Eberster shows you, and it doesn't touch you. So, the Rebbe says, well, it seems this is your fact, and so what? That's your choice to do this. So why am I telling you? But the Rebbe says, I'm in pain to see how another Jew is in pain from matters that have no basis. He says, I feel bad for you, that you're torturing yourself. The Rebbe says, peinig zich. You're torturing yourself from matters that have no foundation. And that's the way you are hurting, you are ruining your own health by being in that situation. And for sure, the Rebbe says, it's impossible that this actually impacts also the health of your family members, may they live. Since, as you write in all your letters, that you're in great pain and you're very worried. If you're in pain and very worried, you're impacting your family. You're causing them all to be in their health. You're affecting their health. Uh, So now, this that you're asking him, that you should be blessed, that he should bless him, etc., etc., is so. In other words, and you keep on saying you need a blessing for this and a blessing, as if everything you have is no good and everything is bad. You keep on saying. So the Rebbe says, well, you cannot take away from a Jewish person his freedom of choice. In other words, if you want to insist that everything is bad and you need a bracha for everything, can't take it away. You know, that's your choice. You know, you have a Jewish person has a choice, freedom of choice, because the source of freedom of choice comes from the godly soul, which is apart from the chelik al-kamim mamam, which is actually apart from above from Hashem. And over there is really freedom of choice. Nobody forces. Eibishter does things, and therefore a Jewish person has the choice. So in other words, you have free choice, even when the obvious tells you that you're wrong, that things aren't bleak so bad, that you've seen miracles, things are good. You still got the freedom of choice to insist, if you want to be stubborn and go against logic, to see in every situation you dafke see matters that are not good or not the way they should be, and you want to remove your mind from all the good that they show you from above, that is good, visible and revealed good. So who can tell you what to do? In other words, you got the choice. You have a free choice. Even when the obvious is against it, you still can do things which defy the logic, which defy the reality. And if you want to be complaining, and you want to see the gloom and doom in every situation, nobody can stop you. We can't take that away from you. So the Rebbe says, it's my hope that notwithstanding all this, but since our sages of blessed memory ruled in the Gemara in Baba Basra Yud Beis, that kol shem betivin lo, a person who experiences a goodness from above, should expect that Hashem will be good to him. So the rabbi said that you've seen this goodness, you have a bris, you had a child. So this would be also for the Eibishter started off being good to you. This will be for a long life with you. There should be this kind of conduct. The Rebbe says about all this, look into again on your own in the Holy Zohar in section 2, page 184, side B. The opening begins, Tochazi, come and see. It's interesting that in the Zohar, in the Kabbalah, they say when they want an opening of a statement, it says, come and see. When you open up in the Talmud, you say, Toshma, come and hear. So the Rebbe says it's known, this specific language, that in the revealed part of Torah, we use the Lashon, come and hear, Toshma, which means only hearing alone. But on the other hand, while it's hearing, it's understanding. But in the esoteric part of Torah, the usual language is come and see. That is vision, which is not the same. It can't compare to just hearing things. You can actually see it. Even though you don't always understand and grasp it, but it's something that you're shown. The Rebbe concludes with a blessing that finally, I hope, I pray for you that you shall devote yourself to the instruction of the Baal Shem Tov and the leaders that followed him to serve Hashem specifically from health and joy, good health for you and all your family members. So the Rebbe is basically not accepting his position that everything is bad. The Rebbe is saying that things actually are, Shem shows you blessings, you just got to It's your choice to want to see that, but you still should see all the blessings. And the Rebbe says, look at the sages, hopefully that you will see Shem is good to you, will continue to be good to you, and something that you'll actually see, not only Tochazi in the Kabbalah that says in the Zohar, it's basically to see, to visualize this, even though you don't understand it all the time. Devote yourself to the Baal Shem Tov and the leaders who said, always serve Hashem with joy. Interesting, encouraging letter, although it's a little bit on the rebuking side for not seeing things in the proper light. But the Rebbe's rebuke is in order to get him healthy, to start seeing things in the reality the way they really are.